Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So it's all for play for still.
I think so. Do you want to bet against us?
How is everybody doing? I don't know why I've got a double echo in my ear. I can hear I can still hear my entrance music for some whatever. Anyway, whatever about my technical issues. We're back again. Seems like deja vu. Burnley versus Aston Villa. It only seems like yesterday when we were doing this podcast. But alas, we have to play Burnley, whatever it was, twice in the space of four games. And yeah, we're going to have a big say in who stays up and who goes down in the Premier League, Paddy. And I think there's it's mad. I have a lot of friends who are Leeds fans, and I'm getting messages and everything saying you better do us a solid tomorrow and beat Burnley so that they can, basically more or less stay in the race to stay up this season. But it's going to be an interesting one tomorrow, Paddy. And isn't it mad that we don't really have anything to play for, yet we can influence so the lives and happiness of so many people in Manchester and in Burnley. It's a mad, mad season, isn't it?
Well, it's mad, yeah. Well, I don't remember a season where we were involved at both ends. We did stop Brighton winning the championship a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
It was at that game, the last game of the season. I think Jack took a boot out and diverted it past the goalkeeper to stop them winning the championship. So Newcastle were very happy with us that day. And someone's going to be very happy with us over the next few days. It's either going to be Leeds, Burnley, City or Liverpool. And I'm sick of getting messages off Leeds. Don't get any Burnley fans, mind you. Leeds fans, City fans and Liverpool fans messaging me.
Yeah. And look, as I say, it's an interesting one because I don't know. I remember there was a statistic AFC Stato had for us last time we were on about playing two teams in such short space of time like this. And it went dated back a while before it had happened. But definitely in the modern era of the Premier League, it certainly hasn't happened. And I don't know if it really suits us or if it suits them to have played us so recently. But then again, they do have injuries and they have a lot of injuries potentially in the back line for tomorrow. So I don't know, are they really going to be looking forward to coming to Villa Park? You know, Ben Mee is still out. He's still doubtful. Obviously, they've lost Mateo Vidra as well. James Tarkowski, as we might talk about later on, because there has been some link there with him on a free transfer at the end of the season. He's doubtful. Eric Peters, their left back, is doubtful. And it looks like they're probably gonna bunker down with a back three tomorrow. And it looks like our old friend and our old right back, Matty Loughton will probably slot in maybe a centre half position alongside the two Irish internationals of Kevin Long and Nathan Collins tomorrow. So I don't know, are they thrilled to have to make a trip on a Thursday night before final day Sunday to Villa Park and have to play a back three that is, by all intents and purposes, makeshift for them?
Mm. You'd have to wonder what the thinking was behind playing it on the Thursday. Like, it's not good. It's not good for the title race. It's not good for the relegation battle. We've got to think about, you know, that was probably done for TV, because Liverpool played on Tuesday night and they didn't have it on at the same time. Which, in many ways, it's wrong. But look, we've nothing to worry about. We're not in any danger. As Steven Gerrard said in his conference today, the important thing is they go out on a high, because that's what they're going to remember. They're going to remember this game as the last one of the season. A lot of people won't be going to Manchester at the weekend. So hopefully the crowd can get behind them. We can go out and give a good account of ourselves and get the 3 points, because that's what it's all about. You got to respect the integrity of the league. You know, we'll probably discuss in a while, there's a rumour going around about 15 million if we lose to Man City at the weekend in Jack's clause, which would be completely unethical. And I'd be very surprised if that exists.
Yeah, I don't think that exists. I've seen counter argument. I saw one person put up about the 15 million, and then I saw a million other people say, "Oh my God, are we really going to get 15 million?" And then I saw Michael Richards doubled on it again this morning with TalkSport. But it would have been the first I would have heard it, because I remember when Aston Villa were, it's not even, it's unethical, but I remember when Aston Villa were negotiating that they wanted it in three installments of 33 million. And that was something that was, I don't know, did Perslow even say something like that around the time of the transfer as well? So for me, I was taken aback. I was like, oh, this is the first time here, you know, that anyone has heard of a 15 yeah. million if he wins the Premier League. I think it'd be a pretty stupid clause to put in Man City's, because Man City would have been hoping to win the league this year if after buying a player for exactly. 100 million. So,
and
I don't know.
Any contract, doesn't make any sense. Any player's contract has to be sanctioned by the FA. So if that's in the part of the add-ons, there'd be something seriously wrong. As far as I know, they can put in things like appearances, maybe even a Champions League win. If they won the Champions League, it might be understandable. But I do believe it's a fake story, yes.
Yeah, not for a league. It sounds like a ton of money for winning the league, you know, for the player winning the league. I don't understand that. So for me, I'm going to file it under bullshit and move on, and then hope that we'll get something done. Actually, yeah, there's an interesting one there that was debunked. Yeah, so Miles says that that was not debunked as a fake account. Michael Richards was given out about it on Twitter. Yeah, but I think TalkSport picked up on it that he was actually saying this about the 15 million. So there was a lot of cross wires, in a lot of places, I think. So it's an interesting one. So anyway, Paddy, I suppose let's get to, you know, we're not going to take up everybody's night. I know that Rangers and Frankfurt, for anybody who's up to that persuasion, and Frankfurt look like they might be in true on goal. Are Frankfurt good? Oh, what a tackle from Calvin Bassey. What a tackle. We've been given out about Calvin Bassey, saying that he is not, he's cracked up to be, and he was linked to Aston Villa, Paddy. But my God, is he after putting in a tackle and a half there. Sorry, I got distracted there.
Every time the ball's in the air, he's fouling someone. He's like Martin Skirtle. Every time the ball comes into him, he has somebody by the short.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's a brilliant tackle. Anyway, back to matters at hand. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, Aston Villa Burnley. We're going to be playing against Burnley at the weekend, and we're going to be looking, I suppose. There will be a couple of changes, I think. I think that he will change things up. I think Aston Villa at home, last home game though, he's not going to make massive wholesale changes. Obviously, the back four will change. We will see Chambers come in there at centre half for Konsa. Yeah. I think we'll probably see a change in midfield. I don't know who though. And maybe I think we will see a change up top. I think Danny Ings could be sat down against his former club, and I think we could see the two tens in position again. I put up a poll there. We've got 15 votes in at the moment, and the poll I said was, who will start? Will Buendia, Coutinho, or will Buendia or Coutinho start versus Burnley? And the options were Buendia, Coutinho, or both. And I've got a sneaking suspicion that he's going to play both, because I think that the crowd will go nuts tomorrow night if they don't see Buendia before the 75th minute, because people are just clamoring for him, and he's creating chances, and he's being effervescent when he comes on. And, you know, why not play him in this last home game? We don't owe anything to Burnley, to Leeds, to Liverpool, or to Man City, as we say. We owe it to us and to trying to find out what partnerships are like. And I think that it would be a smart thing to play the two of them tomorrow.
Well, I tell you one, I had this theory early on in the week, and I tell you, after listening to Gerrard today, I think it's going to happen. I think Robin Olsen will start tomorrow. And I think that's his role.
Martinez has a nerve issue in his knee.
Is he injured? I think that was already set in stone, and that's a way of setting us up for it. I think he deserves a start for being an absolute model professional. Everyone that talks about him said he's been absolutely outstanding in the dressing room. So go with it. Give him a run tomorrow, because we need Martinez on Sunday.
It was reported like 10 minutes ago, this 10 minutes before we came on, that he had a nerve issue in his knee. And he's just going to be monitored and treated. It's not going to be anything major for Martinez. But yeah, I think Olsen might get a start tomorrow night. Swedish goalkeeper, he can't be too bad.
But then again,
I remember when he signed, there was a lot of Sheffield United, and wasn't he with Fulham, I think, previously? Everton. He was with somebody else, Everton previously. And a lot of people were saying that he wasn't worth toffee, you know. But then again, he's got all these caps for Sweden, so he must be decent. So I suppose he hasn't played all season. We brought him in on loan in January, and this might be the one game he gets to play. So yeah, you could be onto something there. But do you think the two boys are going to start? I didn't ask you about the goalkeeper, Paddy. Do you think the two boys are going to start behind Watkins, or do you think he's going to go with something similar to what we've seen previously?
I think he will start Buendia and the two boys up front. I think he will save Phil for the weekend, and that's how we'll line up tomorrow with 1-10 and the two boys up front.
I'm just getting tired.
I like to throw a spanner in the works, but you go back and have a look at that's what we did against these the last day.
Yeah.
You know, and it was effective. So, and they did, in fairness, he did bring Coutinho on towards the end of the game, but I just think he'll go like for like again.
I know it was effective, but is there not anything to be said then if we're going to play exactly the same team, exactly the same tactics, and not exactly the same team, because we're going to have Robin Olsen in goals and Chambers is going to be centre half. But, you know, is it not just the case that they could plan for us an awful lot easier if we do that? How about we throw a spanner in their works and play Coutinho and Buendia?
Possibly.
We're going to have to play the two of them at some stage together.
Yeah. But, look, you know, and that's probably going to happen at the weekend. I think the weekend is the time for it. Yeah, I really do. It's just the physicality of Burnley, although they weren't too physical with us the last day. And if you remember, I did predict that he would drop Coutinho against Burnley the last time. I just think that would be on his mind, that we don't want Coutinho kicked up and down the park and then having to play Man City on Sunday. So I think we've got enough in reserve to give him a rest and have him firing on all cylinders for Sunday.
In relation to my Robin Olsen having tons of caps for Norway, touche Balotelli, Aaron Nyland has 30-plus appearances for Norway. But as we all know, Aaron Nyland made the greatest ever save in Aston Villa history against Sheffield United in that fateful year where we stayed up. What a save. It was unbelievable how he kept that ball out of the net.
They're still talking about it, Neil.
Paddy, if it was a goal, they would have given it as a goal. It wasn't a goal. So, you know, what can we do? you could be on something there. You could be on to it that the two boys are going to play against Man City. But I just think I think if you're going to play those two lads and try and one of them is going to have to withdraw into midfield if you're playing against City. And two of them are very small. So I'm dancing around here. And if they're going to have Rodri, and if you're going to have the likes of, he's a brute of a man. If you're going to have him in there, and then you're going to have maybe they'll probably play Fernandinho as a swan song. Well, maybe if they're going to win the league, they probably won't. One of the two of them might actually even need to play centre half. But what I'm trying to get at here is that they're going to have a lot of bigger, stronger players to play in there. And I just don't know, do the two of those guys make sense against Man City where they can get knocked around a bit? I don't know. I wonder tomorrow, I suppose, like the team sheet tantrum is going to be interesting tomorrow for me. Genuinely, we could see anything tomorrow. We could see Carney Chukwuemeka get a start. We could see... Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's interesting because of the injuries and the amount of injuries that Burnley have. We're playing at home. I don't think we should fear anything. I think we'll probably see Nakamba come back out of the team tomorrow. I think we'll go with the flat midfield, Ramsey, Luis, and McGinn. I don't know whether I want us to do that, but I don't think that we'll need a dedicated defensive midfielder tomorrow because Chambers and Mings don't go too far forward. And if our two fullbacks stay at home like they did at the weekend, well then I don't know where we're going to need a defensive midfielder tomorrow. And saying that, you know, we're playing at home.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
You know, we're going to want, like, the team are going to want to go out and hide. They're going to want to, you know, there's going to be the tribute to the whole Denders that we've lost tomorrow and things like that. I know that we've just come off the 1982 tribute and that we couldn't really get up for that against Crystal Palace at the weekend. Maybe this team are going to want to put it right. They're going to go in, have another home appearance, have another opportunity to send the fans away from Villa Park for, 4 months and send them away happy. And hopefully they do. And hopefully they push forward and they stay on the front foot. And I think we're in a better position to do that with Buendia and Coutinho starting behind Watkins. But if he starts with Buendia behind Ings and Watkins as well, then, you know, we can get on board with it based on what we've seen against this team before. I think Burnley are really going to hunker down, though. I think Burnley, a point for Burnley would be
a huge result for them.
Absolutely.
I figure they're going to sit very deep and try and pick us off if they can, and they'll just stifle us. But I honestly don't think they have the firepower for it. I think they're running fairly thin at this stage. So I think it's going to be a step too far for them to get out of this. But I definitely can't see us throwing away any points tomorrow.
So do you think Burnley are the team to go down?
I don't think Burnley are going to get anything out of tomorrow night. What happens on Sunday is irrelevant. I just can't see how they're going to get anything out of tomorrow night. Now, they could come out all guns blazing and prove me wrong. But I think, as you said, we have a point to prove. Gerrard was all in on that today, saying that, you know, the fans deserve a performance and they're going to get a performance. So it's on his head after saying that.
Yeah, and like they're the incumbent, they are in the incumbency of the 18th position at the moment. So like a point for Burnley tomorrow is huge. Leapfrogs Leeds, gives them that opportunity to, you know, bring everybody home. Turf Moor, 4 o'clock Sunday versus Newcastle United, who don't have anything really to play for. Maybe Kieran Trippier decides to do his old team a solid, scores 4 own goals to end the tie. Who knows? But, you know, I think Burnley will really come tomorrow to stifle, they'll try and get a result. They'll probably play Cornet behind Veghorst, and then they'll probably just hunker everybody back. And you know, that's probably what they'll do. And they'll look to try and break off that, maybe try and get a corner and, you know, play Dyche ball, I think, a small bit tomorrow, which they know exactly how to play. But I think that it's I think we're going to be frustrated. And from that point of view, no, I don't think we're going to need a defensive midfielder. And it probably even heightens the need for Coutinho and Buendia to be playing, or at least to be more than just a 10-15 minute cameo at the end for whichever one of the two doesn't start. So for me, I think that Steven Gerrard should be on the ball with regards to that and give the fans what they want, I think, because at the end of the day, look, saying that, we're in 14th position ourselves. We're 14th position in the league. Who would have thought that? You know, the way we're kind of feeling pretty good about ourselves. But a win tomorrow puts us up to 11th position. And obviously, we've got Manchester City coming at the weekend. Doesn't look like we want to finish top half because we didn't beat Crystal Palace at the weekend. I think that was an absolutely stupidly last opportunity. I'm still furious over it, to be honest with you, because I think we played so poorly and just didn't regressed and did stupid things and didn't do anything the way that we'd done them in previous games. And we're sitting 14th in the league because of it. So I think we're going to want to make amends. I think we're going to want to score goals. I hope we do score goals. And I hope that Steven Gerrard, you know, puts out a team that will send the fans happy into the off season after our last home game. Paddy, do you envisage any other kind of potential, not spanners in the works, but do you envisage any other kind of curveballs that could be on the team? Like, does he do something strange like play Sanson tomorrow?
Maybe not Sanson, but he has to play Jacob Ramsey. So who misses out? Is it Dougie? Is it Nakamba?
Why does he have to play Jacob Ramsey?
Because he's brilliant. He came on and he was just like, I just love him. I just think he has to be the first name on the team sheet. And I was very surprised to see him not named in, bear in mind the list that was there, not to be named in the Young Player of the Year. I thought it was incredible that some of the names that were in there. So for me, he's been absolutely unbelievable all season. And we went through a dip all right, but he came on the weekend. I thought we were better with him on the pitch. So for me, he has to start.
Yeah. I think I just took it as a given that he would be playing. For all the talk about changes, for all the talk about squad strength, for all the talk about this, that, and the other, we haven't really, or we have had opportunities, but we haven't really taken them to really kind of shake it up in midfield. Once again, it goes back to that. And the reason I'm saying that from the point of view of that, I've been sitting here saying that Gerrard has been experimenting in some areas, but he's also been trying to figure out what he has in other areas. And as we all know, we're all expecting that to be a big area of upheaval in the off season, and an area that we look to upgrade with maybe one or two players in there. So maybe that's why he's playing similar players or similar setups in there, because I don't know, as we've said, there could be one or two big names or one or two names that we've become accustomed to seeing quite a lot this season move on to try and recoup funds and balance books somewhere along the lines, because can't keep spending 100 and 150 million every so often, you know.
And there's no point having these players that aren't going to be featuring. You know, we could probably all list the same five players that need to ship out. So it's just balancing the books, as you say, and being able to bring in a few bodies. And you know, we're going to get on to Tarkowski. That to me is a sensible signing. He probably won't play every week, but to bring him in on a free, I think, is a sensible signing.
I didn't want to absolutely flood Aston Villa Twitter or flood Aston Villa YouTube, but I have a video made on James Tarkowski. It was somebody that I had in my I have lined up. I'm going to try and do a player profile of somebody I think that Aston Villa could target. Not going to say that they're going to be absolutely brilliant and really, really improve us, but just somebody I think that could come in and it could be someone that the team could target. He was somebody on my list. I've recorded a podcast only 2 days ago on it. No, only today, actually. I only did it today for James Tarkowski, and then it came out in the press. But I didn't want to kind of just start releasing a load of them now. I might release it tomorrow. Actually, in fairness, I will. I'll release it tomorrow and we'll see what way it goes. But I released a podcast today on Maxime Lacroix from Wolfsburg. If you guys haven't seen it already, try to get as much information in there about him as I possibly could. I hope you guys enjoy it, because I think it will be very active in the center half market over the next few weeks and months. But James Tarkowski, look, Tarkowski is what he is. He's not your ball playing center half. He doesn't dive into rash tackles or anything. He's there to head the ball out. He was in conversation for an England cap only 18 months ago. He was in conversation to go to the Euros as well. He probably is one of those functional defenders. I can't believe he's only 29 as well. He's only 29 years of age. I thought he was like 32, 33. But he's very much a Sean Dyche player, and he's not in the mold of a new player or of a new age player, should I say. But he doesn't make a ton of mistakes. That's the thing. But he doesn't make a ton of mistakes, but he needs to have somebody around him that can move. And
absolutely, yeah.
Like, if we were to sign him, Paddy, and we were to sign another centre half, which wouldn't be out of the realms of possibility, considering Konsa, who we never mentioned, is going to be out for the whole lot of the preseason with the knee injury. And I hope he gets better soon, because it didn't look like a great injury. 16 weeks, I think, is what they said. But let's say we sign two centre halves. What's to say that we don't move? Like, I'm still not convinced that Steven Gerrard wants to play forward back next season. I'm still not convinced. I still think we could see a return to three at the back, just because it seems to be the fashionable formation at the moment. I'm looking at Eintracht Frankfurt, another guy who I did a podcast on, who I'll be releasing in the next few weeks, is Evan Ndika, playing at left centre half for Eintracht Frankfurt, who I'm looking at the moment. And they play back three at times, and he's been amazing. I watched five of his games recently, and from start to finish, and he's a gem of a player. But let's say Villa were to bring in someone like that, and I think the reason I'm bringing this up is that Tarkowski can play centrally within a back three like that, and have maybe.
Oh, I think he'd be perfect in a back three. Yeah.
Yeah.
With two ball players either side of him, I think he'd be brilliant.
100%. Even Mings and Konsa, like Mings and Konsa beside him, it would really kind of shore the two of them up and allow them to go wide. It would allow our full backs to go forward as well. But look, for me, I'd be underwhelmed if he was the only centre half we brought in. I'm going to be honest. I'd be more underwhelmed with his signing than I would have the signing of he who shall not be named from Uruguay.
Well, I tell you, I think we're going to get a couple of shocks this summer. And I think the number one shock is going to be at centre half, where we could see both Mings and Konsa not on the starting team sheet come August when the first game comes around. I think that is very possible.
If you were to put a gun to my head, I would have said Konsa potentially could have been sold, but now he's injured, he won't be.
Yeah,
That was going to be my end of season hot take. That Konsa was one of the guys we could recoup money on. I wouldn't have been down for it. Like, I'm not advocating we sell him, but you know, I think it was within the realms of possibility that we could have looked to move on and looked to upgrade from him. But I don't know. I think we see Mings and Konsa will certainly be here next season. I think
that's for a whole different podcast, which we'll get to maybe the first week in June when the transfer window is about to open.
It is, yeah, it is. And look, we know that we're going to have to plow money. Ad is saying here that, you know, we're going to have to plow money into a quality defensive central midfielder.
Yeah.
But I suppose once again, if the rumors are to be believed, and if we still are in the fight for Boubacar Kamara, you know, if we are still there somewhere along the line, and we do manage to pull that one out of the bag, like that frees up money. I know wages are another aspect and whatever else. But it's like James Tarkowski isn't going to come here and play for free either. He was not going to be getting 100 grand, but if he's going on a free transfer, this is his last big contract. He's not going to come here and play for 30, 40,000 a week. There's no way in the world. If he's going to leave in Burnley on a free transfer, he's looking to get his bag of money.
You can probably be sure he's probably not on that kind of money at Burnley. So that remains.
I'd imagine he will be on 30, 40,000 at Burnley. No bother.
Yeah, but he will get a signing on lump as well, so that will be more beneficial to him than the wages itself. Yeah,
exactly. But look, I'm going to file that one under. I'd be interested in it under the right circumstances. But if he was our marquee defensive signing, I just think that it just feeds into, if anyone's seen the podcast that I did on Maxime Lacroix earlier on, it feeds into what I feel Gerrard doesn't want us to do, and it's backing off attackers and retreating back to our box and trying to defend everything on the edge of our 18-yard box, which we're extremely guilty of. We're guilty of it under Dean Smith as well. You know, and there's only so long you can do that, and I think it's becoming a dying art in the Premier League. I think you need to engage people a small bit higher up, and I think that's why the back three is becoming very popular in parts of the Premier League, is that if you have one person that goes to engage earlier or further up the field, it allows you maybe just to slow down attacks so midfielders can come back, and you still have your other two centre halves that are there to mop up the pieces or to pick up strikers, specifically when teams are only playing one striker up top at the moment. But it's an interesting one, and I just don't know what way we're going to go. But for James Tarkowski, as I say, I'd need to know a bit more context in and around what the end of our transfer window looks like before I'd be able to give it a grading on that signing, so to say. But my initial thoughts on it are a bit underwhelming, to be honest with you, on what we could get.
Look, he did address it today in a way that he was fairly confident that his business will be done. I can't remember, I'm paraphrasing here now because I can't remember exactly what he said. But bear in mind that we're going to Australia towards the back end of pre-season. The business is going to have to be done at the beginning of the transfer window. We don't want to be after the last couple of years, we don't want to be bringing guys in after the season starts or at the end of the transfer window and panicking. We want them to bring in the targets that he went for and to get it done nice and early. And we can all relax and enjoy the summer and look forward to seeing big names in around our already big name that we've signed already. So there's exciting times ahead. And by exciting, I don't mean Luis Suarez or Tarkowski. I think there'll be bigger names in there too.
I think there'll be more names to get excited about, should I say, as well. That's interesting too. So still 1-1 in Rangers and Frankfurt, 8 minutes to go, and might be penalties in this one. So what we're going, and we also obviously have the Supervillains documentary that's going to be on BT Sport One. Probably going to be delayed now, but it's supposed to be on at 11 o'clock. It's probably going to be delayed now with this game. So I hope everybody's hunkering down for that one and gets a chance to watch it. I'm looking forward to watching it, Paddy. They've done a lot of advertising of it on BT, and it's good to see Aston Villa. Do you know what? It's a bit shitty that it's on at 11 o'clock at night, to be honest with you. You know, I feel the team deserves more than that. But look, it's ours, and we're going to watch. I'm going to watch it, and I'm going to enjoy it anyway. And put it on whatever time you want. You'd still have 40,000 people. Like if they were to show it in Villa Park tonight, you'd have 40,000 people show up to watch it. You know, so
In fairness to BT Sport, it's obviously premiering at 11 o'clock. They will repeat it several times, and if you're listening back to this podcast, you do have the facility to watch the game on the BT Sport website. Or watch the documentary on the website, so you can go back. And I don't know whether that'll work overseas or how it works, but Aston Villa did put that on their story today. So, if it's too late for you, or you're listening to this podcast tomorrow, that is the situation. You should be able to watch it there, and it will be repeated.
Yeah, absolutely. So we welcome Burnley in their quest for Premier League survival tomorrow night. It's an 8 p.m. kickoff, isn't it, Paddy, tomorrow night? Is it 8 p.m.?
I believe so,
So that means we're going to be with you with a Team Sheet Tantrum 6:50. Team Sheet Tantrum will be in association with the Villa View and with Boohoo Man, so you'll be able to catch us on here or on the Villa View's YouTube channel as well. So basically, what we've gotten from this podcast is we've no idea what team he's going to put out. He could put out the same team, could put out a bonkers team. All we know is maybe Martinez might start, could be Robin Olsen could start. I've no idea what way the poll finished that I set up for the Buendia or Coutinho piece. I'll actually try and check that now if I can find it. No, can't find it. I don't know where it's gone to. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to say that you were right, whatever you picked. You were dead right. But I think the both of them are going to start. And we've no idea who's going to play midfield either, except for Paddy says that Jacob Ramsey has to start. So this is the kind of hard-hitting analysis where we pin our colours to the mast. You come to the podcast for that. There's no ifs, buts, and maybes. There's no fence sitting. There's no splinters in the hole. You've got away here and you know exactly what may or may not or probably will happen tomorrow. and that's why they pay us the big bucks. But in all seriousness, we'll be back again tomorrow with a team sheet tantrum, and we'll know more. We'll be able to discuss it more. 6:50. Catch us here. Catch us on the Villa View YouTube page as well. Let's all get inside and get started with whatever we want for the Villa documentary on BT Sports. And we'll catch you again tomorrow. But in the meantime, stay safe, and all that's left to say is up the Villa.
Up the Villa.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.